Okay, so I should probably turn the radio down, shouldn't I? No, it's a little Howard Jones.
Is to blame.
Wow. This is quality, quality podcasting. Can you even call it podcasting? What am I doing? Okay, I'm going to turn the radio down. Okay, I'm driving home from practice. Work obligations means I can't stick around for another day because I have a stupid job with stupid... It's not stupid. If my boss is listening to this, it's not stupid. I love it. Love you. Okay, this is fantastic stuff, but I'm going to forge through. So, practicing in the rain today, which is something never seen from Zook, Beckman, or Cubitt, so it's pretty fascinating. It started raining pretty good. That always means go to the indoor, but they stuck it out, even through some like heavy rain. They're running 11-on-11 stuff. And hey, man, if it's raining at Purdue or something, you know, you just got to play through it. So they just played through it in practice. So I'll write that up tonight. This is my second driving home. So I did camp in two stints, a long weekend last weekend, and then Saturday, Sunday, Monday this week. And I guess I came up here because it's up for me, because I'm in St. Louis and you all say down, but I say up. I came up here. I guess I was looking for the offense to be clicking, like the run game to be clicking. And there are signs, but I don't know. I was just trying to picture today. Like, if we're playing Iowa in November in Memorial Stadium and the offense looks like this, what does that game look like? Because, you know, there's August syndrome, right? Everybody looks great in August. You're playing yourself. Oh, my gosh, this defensive end is a monster. You know, I was even tweeting today, this is the best I've seen Justin Hardy practice ever. Like, he was really, really good. But it's August, and you're playing against yourself, and does that mean your defensive backs are bad if he's tearing them up? And, you know, so I have to sort through all of that and trying to find, like, you know, exactly what I'm seeing. Like, trying to define what it is, what it looks like. And I think it's this. Offense is going to try to run the ball against teams like Murray State. I think they will run the ball. But I'm not sure I see the 2010 running game. And that's what I wanted to see. It's the same offense. you know, in if I go back to Camp Rentoul 2010, you could tell that offense was showing signs. You could tell LeSure was ready. You know, the things I tweet this week about DeJuan Smoot and how great he looks, that's what it looks like for, you know, when I'm watching, you know, when I'm watching Jay Prosh block for Mikel LeSure in 2010, that's what it was like. It was like, wow, this is eye-popping, and you can tell this is something that's ready to go. I didn't see that same, this is something that's ready to go. I still saw a work in progress. So I think that tempers my expectations for this team. If I'm honest, because of all the seniors and because of the Big Ten West, like, somebody is going to Iowa this year. Last year, Iowa, in the nerd stats, so you take, like, you take all of their statistics, this many, you know, passing yards per completion and all of this, and you say, okay, a team that does those type of things, you know, what's their typical record? And Iowa last year in those stats was 43rd nationally, which is probably 7-5 or 8-4 territory. They went 12-0. Why did they go 12-0 with bad statistics? How did they go 12-0 with bad statistics? Well, some luck. you know, turnover luck. They were top five in turnover margin. You know, the fumbles bounced their way. The interceptions deflected right to a guy. You know, some of that. And some was just the Big Ten West, which was pathetic. Like, you know, Iowa, Minnesota, Illinois were all 5-7. Purdue was awful. So you had Nebraska, Illinois, Minnesota 5-7. Purdue, what, 2-10 or 3-9 or whatever they went. So it was down to Iowa, Wisconsin, and Northwestern, who all had good seasons, but probably weren't that great because they just beat up on the rest of the teams. And if you're Iowa and you skip the really good teams from the Big Ten East, yeah, you go 12-0. But then you play Stanford at the Rose Bowl, your first real opponent all year, and you just get demolished. So that was a 7-5 or 8-4 Iowa team that went 12-0. Somebody's going to do that this year. I don't know if it's going to be us, but somebody's going to do that this year. Because the conference is so bad, the division is so bad, because there's no dominant team. It's not Wisconsin. Might be Nebraska. It's not Minnesota. It's not going to be Northwestern again. You know, somebody has to win the games, right? And somebody's going to win way more than they deserve to. So I came up here like, why not Illinois? Why not? You know, what do you say, huh? And then I looked for that team. You know, let's be honest here, okay? Stay with me, because you're going to hear this and you're going to start throwing things at whatever you're listening to me through. But the best comp for this year in Illinois history, the best situation going into a season for this team is easily the 2001 team. The bowl game in 99, then no bowl, 5-win season 2000. They were picked 7th in 11 big team Big Ten. Nobody expected anything more than 4 or 5 wins. And they win 10 games and go to a BCS bowl and win the Big Ten outright. Is this a team that's going to do that? I don't think so. But this is that type of situation. It's a new coaching staff, so that totally changes things. But if you just look at roster makeup, you know, seniors, everything else, you look at this defensive line is the same as the wide receivers in 2001. You know, 4 of those guys that were in NFL camps, I think this is 4 defensive linemen will be NFL camps next year. So, you know, it's so similar to this. So many seniors everywhere on the field. So many snaps everywhere on the field. Guys who came in and played right away under Turner in his second year or whatever. You know, from his first full recruiting class, they played right away in 98 as true freshmen. And then they were seniors in 2001. And that's exactly what this team has. Beckman's first full recruiting class, 2013, was a decent class, pretty good class. It wasn't as good as 2015. It wasn't as bad as 2014 or 2016. But it was a good class. And there's, you know, okay, I'm distracted by a car that's just slid into the ditch. No, it didn't just slide into the ditch. There's a tow truck with it, but that guy's not having a good afternoon. The perils of speaking into a headset while driving down the road. Anyway, the comp is there for this team and a bunch of seniors and a bunch of guys who came into that first full recruiting class playing as seniors, with tons and tons of returning snaps, to have that kind of year. The schedule doesn't really set up for it. You know, your crossover games, you get both Michigan and Michigan State. That's not helpful at all. It would have been so nice to have, you know, Rutgers, Maryland, and Indiana or something as your 3 crossover games. So it doesn't set up like that. But it still is that, you know, team that could do some damage in the Big Ten West just because the Big Ten West is bad. Like, here, I'll just say this, and then I'll stop talking. If you took the 2002 Illini team and you put them with this Big Ten West, I don't think they go 5-7. I think they win 8 games with this schedule. They just had a tough schedule. And they lost that stupid game to San Jose State or whatever. Or was that 2003? They all blend together. But regardless, you take one of those teams, maybe even the 2000 team that won five games. You take a 2000, the Josh Whitman team, the one, the Michigan game and all that. You put them on the schedule, they're going to win a lot of games. Because that schedule was way harder than this schedule. So with this schedule, can we be that surprising team? All of that build up to say, just didn't see it. But hey, there's still 3 weeks. All right, that's it. Go Illini.